States, welcome. A little bit of backstory in case you don't know. Maggie and Laurie are originally from London, and you'll pick that up very quickly in what they share. And they moved to the rural places that we are to sort of, I won't say retirement, but.
To retirement.
Yeah, okay. And to take things a bit easier, get away from the hurly-burly of the city, and you settled in Broadway. And about 3 years ago, I think it was, you went...
2 years ago.
2 years ago, you went with a group that was led by Chris Hands to visit Greg and Teresa and to do some language work. And you kind of got on that team really last minute, I suppose, but you loved it. And God sort of opened your heart to go and serve there. We're going to hear a little bit about what you've been doing 18 months later. We have 10 minutes, so I will cut you off.
Yes.
I'm going to be really strict about this, so if I'm not being rude, just we...
Okay. Well, we've been in Turkey for 2 years now, and in many ways, it's a great place to live, especially if you like big cities. There's lots of beautiful things there. That's the... was a church, was a mosque, now a museum, 500 it was built. Only took 5 years to build. That's Turkey for you. there's lots of lovely things there, and there's lots of lovely places to visit. A lot of Christian cultural heritage. That was Ephesus. These are the tulips. That's where they come from, tulips. I bet you didn't know that. A great place to bring your family and friends to visit. There's some of our lovely family. Okay. And then what are we doing?
Wow, that was short. We're trying. Why are we here? Well, basically, because God called us to be in Turkey. We wouldn't be there unless God had. It's not the sort of place that I like living, but I love Istanbul. We love the people. God clearly laid it on our heart when he woke up. The compassion that I had for children when I first started teaching. I've been a teacher for 30-odd years, and I was a pastoral manager. And that kills your heart. And God said, no. God said to me, no, I'd retired. He said, you've got things that I want. You've got skills that I want. And he woke up the compassion in my heart. And I'm going to cry in a minute, because I do every time I talk about it. And there were prophecies that we had about me working with children, particularly, if you want to click on. And I'm just going to show you a few of our children. Oh, no. We have to work with some interesting families, and this is one of them. They caused me a nightmare, this one. My job in Turkey, I'm the principal of an international school. Here's some of my lovely students, and they're all children of missionaries. You can see the variety of children. This is my old class, fifth grade. You can see how much they respect me. And you can see we've got an awful lot of Korean children in the school. We have about 40% Korean, about 35% of them are American. We don't like to talk about that too much. And just about every other nation that you can mention, if you want to click on, here they are all playing together. They're wonderful kids. They have a wonderful time together. Click on. We teach them right from kindergarten. The little Korean girl in the middle is 4. And then we've got a girl, where's she gone? This girl here is 11. Click on. But we have them right through until they go to college. This is our all-conquering basketball, girls' basketball team. Sorry, Zach, I couldn't put the boys up because they didn't conquer everybody. However, the girls did, so I didn't think I could leave them out. Most of our kids are what we call third culture kids. Now, I'll just mention this quickly. Because it's important that we understand, if you just leave this slide on, third culture, our children come from all over the world. Their original culture is where their parents come from. Then they come to Turkey. That's a second culture that they have to get used to. But in between that is what we call a third culture. If you ask a lot of our students where they come from, they can't tell you. But if you ask them where home is, wow. That's a big question for them. And there's this confusion within our students as to where they belong. Identity is a big issue. It's a big issue for teenagers anyway. But these kids have got the added problems that, what's my culture? I mean, Zach over here, how many languages can you speak? No, and Spanish, come on. numbers of them. I've got a child who can speak seven languages because of the different countries that they've lived in. Now, that leads to issues. Who am I? Who am I in God? Where am I going? How do I get there? Big, big issues we have with our students, particularly when they go off to college. Where do they go? Some go back to the States, yeah? We've got Korean children who really don't know where they go. They don't know what home is. So we have to work with them through those transitional ideas. I'll just mention one girl to you, and then I'll get this to Maggie, because otherwise we're going to run out of time, and I do talk too much, as everybody will tell you. One girl came to me one day, very nice. If you met her, you'd think, oh, she's really together. Prayer, wow, she could pray. She could worship. She came to me one day, and she wasn't coping particularly well with lessons, so we had a chat. And she said to me, is it okay to feel lonely? In amongst all of these people, I'm in a city of 19 million people. I'm in a school where I know everybody loves me, yet I feel so alone. And that's a real issue. She couldn't deal with who she was, so she felt like she was the only one who was in that position. So we've been ministering to her and working with her and getting to realize, actually, no, you're not alone. That God's there with you, that we're here with you. We do understand. We know what you're going through. And that's just one of the issues that comes up often with our students. They feel alone because they don't understand the cultural issues they have to deal with every day. We pray with them. We've got counselors working with them. And that's my big job. My big job is to provide pastoral care for the students in the school, so that they grow in a safe and godly environment. There you go.
Many of you know, so if you've read our slightly sporadic newsletters, the sort of things I do, I help at a bookshop. We don't always have cake, but yeah, I help at a bookshop that sells English books. I help sometimes at the school and make friends with people in the church, and now, at last, I'm able to make friends with our Turkish neighbours because we've moved into an apartment where we hope we'll stay. And I have made some friends. Oh, this is the view from our window. You can see. I don't know how you thought Turkey would be. We have a very nice apartment in quite a nice area. And we even have daffodils. And anyway, managed to make friends with some of my Turkish neighbours. And Turkish people are very friendly, hospitable. They want you to come to see them, to visit. And they're also interested in spiritual things. My neighbour, with fear and trepidation, I asked if she'd like me to pray for her because she was waiting some results and was really upset. It was a real sort of God-timed moment. And she was really, really keen for me to do that. And we have this, there's an island outreach day, just one day. You see all these people are going up this hill. They trail these cords. If the cords don't break, their prayers will be answered. They're happy for people to pray for them on that day. People give them masses of gospels. So why is it that Turkey is one of the most unreached nations in the world? It's not for want of people being there, telling them. A really nice lady came to one of our Super Saturdays, which Greg organises, and she's been there for 20-odd years. She and her husband have a business which employs 80 people, 80 Turkish people. They have all their friends seem to be Turkish. And yet she was sharing how little we would call fruit she has seen. She knows she's in the place that God wants her to be. She knows there's a purpose. But we don't know why. Greg's probably got more ideas, but I know that Greg and Teresa would just say the same. You're there, you talk to people, you make friends. What is God's plan? What my heart has really been these last couple of months is for you to sort of be part of that plan. Because God's got a plan there. People will come to know him. People do keep saying, oh, it's going to happen. Oh, this is going to happen. Who knows? We don't really know, do we? But I really, if you really got at working slowly, slowly, slowly. He will work. And would love you to be part of that in praying for us, praying for the Turkish people, praying for Turkey itself with all its difficult neighbouring countries, with its difficult political situation. So just a really, that has really been my heart, that I'd really like you to pray for us, pray for the school, and just pray for the work there. It's a long, long, slow progress, but who knows what God's plan is.
Brilliant. You did. Miracle.